Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 29th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:31. I'm Brent Allen. It is raining out there now. However, we have some heavier rain due in later on today. Currently sitting at 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. If it was not bad enough that Amy's Wicked Slush in Healdsburg closed last year, now the building that housed the superstar of slushes burned down on Tuesday night. The location across from Memorial Beach was fully engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived. No one was injured. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The business, along with the now charred ruins of the building, are still for sale. At their February 20th meeting, the Bellevue Union School District's board voted to not terminate 30 positions from its district in Santa Rosa, but instead said they would gather more information on the financial and educational impacts cuts would make. Last night, they came back with the results, a unanimous vote to terminate 20 staff positions to help cover a $950,000 budget shortfall. The city of Santa Rosa is conducting its first school safety pilot study. This project is on Steel Lane from Myers Drive to Roe Drive in front of Steel Lane Elementary School. The pilot study will road diet Steel Lane from March 18th through May 24th, meaning that one lane of traffic will be removed for 6 weeks. The lane of traffic to be removed is the right westbound lane. A survey on the study will be open from May 1st through May 24th to collect feedback from residents on their experience traveling through the corridor during the pilot project. There were a couple of earthquakes in California in the last 24 hours. First, a 3.8 magnitude quake hit near Discovery Bay yesterday at 6:20 p.m. No damage was reported. Residents said it felt like a quick jolt. It was followed by several smaller aftershocks. Then, a magnitude 4.9 quake struck early this morning, about 155 miles off the coast of Eureka. No reports of damage from that quake either. Mitch McConnell says he will step down as the Senate Republican leader in November. The 82-year-old Kentucky lawmaker is the longest-serving Senate leader in history. McConnell says he plans to serve out his Senate term, which ends in January of 2027. The next film in the Star Wars franchise will be shot entirely in California, thanks to some hefty tax credits. The Mandalorian and Grogu, directed by creator Jon Favreau, has a budget of $166 million, not including wages, and will benefit from a $28.1 million tax credit. Other California films on the way with tax credits include The Accountant 2 and sci-fi flick Mercy with Chris Pratt. Of course, it helps that Lucasfilm and Skywalker Sound are based in Marin County. And finally, of course, today is Leap Year Day, when we add a day to the calendar to keep us in check with the seasons. While most people would typically say that every year has just 365 days in it, that isn't exactly true. In fact, it takes 365 and one-fourth days for the Earth to travel around the sun. This means, in order for the years to be entirely accurate and precise, it's necessary to have a correction day or leap year day every 4 years. Otherwise, the start of our seasons would wind up being off. It is time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. Just have one incident working right now near the Guerneville Post Office out in Guerneville. Apparently, an Amazon truck crashed into a fence. Otherwise, we look pretty good. Roadways are a little wet, so please slow down. And a reminder, if your windshield wipers are on, that means your headlights need to be on as well. Our KZST News Time is now 8:35.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams. The designers at Cocostico Home are such lifesavers. I recently took a hard look at my living room sofa and realized, wow, that sofa is not okay. It's time for something fresh. Emily to the rescue! Emily is one of the fabulous designers at Cocostico and all about enhancing our lifestyle. I want my home to reflect my taste and sensibility, and now thanks to Emily, I have an up-to-date, beautiful sofa. Cocostico has so many choices. She helped narrow down my color and fabric preferences. Their family-friendly and performance fabrics are great for busy homes. Banker Boy and I are empty nesters now, so I got something a little fancier. What a treat. Thanks, Emily. Cocostico Home. Sofas, sectionals, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Remember, shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cocasdiko.com.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill, twin packs of USDA Choice Raley's Boneless Untrimmed Tri-Tip Roast are just $3.97 a pound, limit two packs when you clip your digital offer before checkout. Not a Something Extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
The Tax Allies at Allies Tax Relief are your ally and will stop the IRS from garnishing your wages. In sports, the SRJC men's basketball team won its opening round playoff game, beating College of San Mateo 95-93. They will play the College of the Sequoias next, and the women's team also won, downing Mission College by a commanding 84-49. They will also play the College of the Sequoias on Saturday, and the Warriors take on the New York Knicks today at 4:30. Your forecast, plan on rain and wind for today with highs in the mid-50s, rain occasionally heavy at times. Tonight, rain is likely, wind still gusting to 20 miles an hour. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain, possibly some thunderstorms, and that rain could come down quite heavy at times. Wind gusting to 25 and highs in the low 50s. About the same again on Saturday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Liam Neeson will star as Lieutenant Frank Drebin in a remake of Naked Gun.
Cuban?
No, Dutch Irish. My father was from Wales.
Now, before you question the choice of casting, consider this. Leslie Nielsen had been a dramatic actor primarily before making the Naked Gun movies. The remake will be directed by Akiva Schaffer of the Lonely Island Comedy Group. The movie is set to be released in July of 2025. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSD Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
There's a new sack of hot air coming to your radio. The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
You all night. Come on.
100.1 KZST. It is 841, 52 rainy degrees. I'm Debbie Abrams. And now a feature I call Sonoma County's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. First, the good. Pigs in Pinot returns to Healdsburg with top chefs and winemakers, 60 Pinot Noirs and food pairings from celebrity chefs and local restaurants. The event features a whole pig Iron Chef style competition plus a Pinot smackdown and two gala dinners. It is next month. It's a fundraiser for local culinary and wine scholarships. Pigs and Pinot. The bad, raised bag fees for some major airlines, including American and United, from $30 to $35 for your first bag, and a second checked bag will go from $40 to $45. Plus, they are working on changes on how you earn frequent flyer points. Sonoma County travelers, keep that in mind. And the ugly, the ongoing lawsuit tied to Santa Rosa's dive bar, The Dirty, which is set to close for good. Turns out the owner of The Dirty is in a lawsuit with its landlord. The Dirty, which has been on the Mendocino Avenue building since 2019, is known for its karaoke nights, dancing, and dollar bills hanging from the ceiling. The Dirty will pour its last drink today. There you go. The good, the bad, and the ugly on KZST.
Moving forward, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face. Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. Never comprehending the race at long gone by.
tried my best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, so hard to keep her satisfied.
Counties, KZST, welcome to your Thursday. It is February 29th, Leap Day, 8:50 in the morning, 53 degrees in Santa Rosa. Welcome to the show.
Chris Rogers is the local choice to be our voice in Sacramento. While other candidates may have moved here to run for office, Chris Rogers was born here. He's starting his family here with his wife, Sarah, a local nurse. When the Tubbs fire devastated our community, Chris Rogers worked night and day to make sure our families were safe and that we could rebuild and return home. Chris Rogers held PG&E accountable and will continue to lead on lowering our insurance rates. Chris knows our local issues and works hard for us. That's why he's endorsed by Senator Mike McGuire, Congressman Mike Thompson, the Sierra Club, and hundreds of local elected and community leaders. As our next assembly member, Chris will always work hard for us. Join us and vote Chris Rogers on or before March 5th.
Learn more at chrisrogersforassembly.com. Paid for by Chris Rogers for Assembly 2024.
Attention Santa Rosa. Are you ready to take a step towards a healthier heart? Join me, Debbie Abrams, and Sutter Health at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts Thursday, February 29th for a life-changing evening with Heart Health 101. Starting at 6 p.m., immerse yourself in our marketplace exhibits. Enjoy heart-healthy appetizers. Explore health-related vendors, including relaxing chair massages. Then prepare to be enlightened by their renowned cardiologists and heart specialists. They'll dive into everything from basic heart functions to comprehensive strategies for preventing and managing heart disease. And don't miss the interactive Q&A session, your chance to ask the experts. Remember, the event is absolutely free, but please RSVP. Let's make heart health a priority, Santa Rosa. For details, visit norcal.info/heart. norcal.info/heart. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel a safe distance until you can't smell the gas, and then call 911. First responders will make it safe. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
100.1 KZST. Well, the local hot spot this weekend, the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Roner Park, where the Miss Sonoma County competition is taking place. The event is Saturday night. A big shout out to everyone involved and to the girls. Good luck and practice that wave.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be.
I fell for everything. KZST, Santa Rosa.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. To you.